Northern Ireland's First and Deputy First Ministers have a scheduled meeting with Police Chief Matt Baggett on Thursday to discuss the recent rioting in North Belfast. More than 60 police officers were injured over a number of nights as violence continues in the area. Tensions reached boiling point following recent disputes about parades. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Belfast-based political analyst Robin Wilson.
Most people in the international community have a vague idea that Northern Ireland was a place where there were decades of violence, but that came to an end with the IRA ceasefires in the 1990s and the Good Friday Agreement that followed between politicians. But actually, those events in the 1990s never really addressed the underlying divisions in Northern Ireland, which are as stark and raw as ever. And they're particularly stark and raw in North Belfast, where the rioting has taken place, and parades, communal parades from either the Protestant or the Catholic side, many from the Protestant side, are often the spark which excites these visceral passions.
It does seem, though, that after years and years and years, the powers that be haven't got their heads around the parades issue because it comes up every year.
Well, the control of policing and justice in Northern Ireland, including obviously public order situations, as have been apparent in recent nights, was one of the last thing which passed into the control of Northern Ireland politicians since the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. This power was only devolved to them from London to Belfast a couple of years ago. Because they are themselves bitterly divided on this issue of parades, the First Minister, who's Protestant, Peter Robinson, condemns the Impartial Parades Commission, which has sometimes defied Protestant communal orders on parading. Martin McGuinness, the Catholic Deputy First Minister, supports its rulings. Because of this deadlock between the First and Deputy First Minister, there has been an absence of leadership, which has been bemoaned by the police on the ground and indeed by Protestant and Catholic Church figures on the ground as well.
I mean, there are meetings going on at the moment. We had Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness meeting with Belfast politicians to discuss the ongoing tensions in the area. There are meetings with the Chief Constable scheduled with Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness. I mean, is this going to be, do you think, a positive move? Do you think things are going to come out that'll be positive regarding this?
Well, the big worry is that there is a further parade on the 29th of this month, which is going to be a massive parade. And it highlights the fact that neither Peter Robinson nor Martin McGuinness can openly confront their own role in Northern Ireland's conflict. Both of them have the defences of a paramilitary association. Neither of them is willing to accept that what they did in the past was wrong. And this parade at the end of the month is commemorating the centenary of the signing of a charter, which was called the Ulster Covenant, by very large numbers of Ulster Protestants 100 years ago. At the time of the crisis in Ireland over the question of whether home rule should be given to Ireland as a whole, it was then entirely part of the United Kingdom. And in that covenant, a threat was made of violence if home rule was introduced. Many Protestants were opposed to it. And that threat then was translated into reality a few months later with the formation of the Ulster Volunteer Force. Now, the successor to that force, the UVF, is thought to have been involved in the recent riots in Belfast. And the real fear is that this parade at the end of the month will be the occasion for quite large-scale violence. But, of course, Mr. Robinson will be supporting the parade, Mr. McGuinness will be opposing the parade, and so they themselves still looking to see how they themselves will be able to resolve this crisis.
Well, just to summarise, Robin, I mean, you were talking there about kind of healing divisions. Is this the key to finding a way out of this impasse? Is there a key that people need to find, even is a simple key that people need to be looking at?
The issue of dealing with Northern Ireland's violent past was always the Achilles heel, always the weak point of the Good Friday Agreement, particularly when the more militant parties, the Democratic Unionist Party on the Protestant side and Sinn Féin, the party of the IRA on the Catholic side, became the dominant parties in Northern Ireland in recent years. It was always the Achilles heel because unless there was a willingness to confront what was wrong in the past, it was difficult to see how a reconciled future could be mapped out. And the difficulty is that neither Sinn Féin nor the Democratic Unionist Party actually fundamentally believes in the universal norms of democracy, human rights, and the rule of law that have kept the rest of Europe peaceful for the most part for most of the post-war period. And until such times as those parties sign up to those universal norms and give leadership, it's difficult to see how this crisis can really be resolved.